This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
If someone had asked me to bet on this a couple of weeks ago, I would have just lost a bet. If you had told me that we would get to the crossover on the day that Jonathan Kuminga was returning to action and his name wouldn't even come up, I'd have bet a lot of money that that wasn't about to happen. We've been talking all about this for weeks.
Right.
And here we are. Nobody wants to say anything about it.
What's to
Nothing?
Say? We've already said everything. And Steve Kerr yesterday talked about how he's going to be eased in. We talked to Steve about that very thing. And so, I don't know, it feels like everything about Jonathan Kuminga has been said. Like, what else can we say other than everything we've said? Like, we hope it works. I think it will work. I think he's going to come in and be good. And then eventually, if he's great, well, they can go deep. So, yeah, we can speculate further, but tonight's going to be really exciting. And the first time when you see him pull off the sweats and he goes down to the scorer's table and he checks in and the crowd's going to give him a nice welcome back ovation. And then we're all going to see, how you doing, JK?
Okay.
How you feeling?
I got something to at least ask about it.
Okay.
And 888-957-9570 is the number. What a perfect day to do it. So Jonathan Kuminga is going to return to action tonight. And Mac Jones is on the 49ers. Mac Jones has a contract with the 49ers, but Brock Purdy does not. Before you call and text, I know that Brock Purdy has a contract. I get it, but y'all understand what I'm talking about. Brock's not going to show up right now with the current state of affairs that's on a piece of paper. Mac Jones will. Football is funny, isn't it? I mean, it almost feels like someone's playing with us. Mac Jones is finally a 49er. All right, so let's talk about it, because there are two young names in Bay Area sports right now that sometime between now and fall need contract extensions. One of them is named Brock Purdy. One of them is named Jonathan Kuminga. Who are you more comfortable paying big money to make a part of your future? Brock Purdy or Jonathan Kuminga? Let's go. 888-957-9570. Fire away.
Yeah.
What do you say?
It's Brock Purdy. And it, to me, it's not even that much of a difficult thing, because he is the quarterback. And you need to have a quarterback more than you need to have a number two or number three option. Now, can JK eventually be your number one? Sure, it's possible, but he won't be next year and he won't be the year after. You've got Steph and Jimmy and Draymond for two more years. So the JK extension would be nice. It'd be great to have him around. But if it's going to be $35 million a year and you can't afford it, well, you're going to have to let JK go. If another team offers him big money and you can't afford it, he's not your one, and he won't be your one until 2028. If, you know, even then, if Steph decides he wants to retire at that point.
And Ramona said yesterday there will be a market for Jonathan Kuminga.
Right.
There will be a market.
Of course there'll be a market.
A market.
Like, what's the market?
If
a team offers him 4 years and $44 million, well, yeah, you're going to match that. And, like, there's going to be a market. I wonder what the market is and how high that market is.
What if they offer him 4 years and $160 million?
Well, then it's, thank you, Jonathan. Good job.
I mean,
congratulations. You're not paying him $40 million a year. I don't think they will pay him $40 million a year.
I don't think they could have done that last summer. I don't think anyone will. But this may surprise some people. I totally disagree with you.
And it's shocking, actually, because you've been the Brock guy, and I've been the JK guy.
I'm not a Brock guy.
And I'm not a JK guy.
I'm also not a JK guy, despite what many of you think.
I'm also not a Brock guy. I don't even know how far this can go. I'm totally confused, but I just think quarterback is like, it's different. Like,
exactly my point, though.
But you like your quarterback, you got to keep him.
Yeah, that's not that, like... First of all, my answer would be, I like them both.
Yeah.
But the question is, who are you more comfortable paying? Who are you more comfortable signing to an extension to be a big part of your future? My answer is absolutely Jonathan Kuminga, because so many fewer things could go wrong. So many fewer things could go wrong. Think of all the things that I could say about a Kuminga extension that I can't say about a Purdy extension. A Kuminga extension is not even going to cost you $40 a year. Kuminga is not going to be asked to be the most important player on your team. Kuminga is not playing in a hard cap league where if he decides to take X, it's going to mess with everything else that you might be able to do on your team, because Kuminga plays for an ownership group that has shown in the past, well, we'll absolutely go over the tax and over the threshold and over the, all the different nicknames we've got for all of these things, the aprons and all of these things that are you can find in a house or on an NBA salary cap, all of them. None of those things are true in football. So, in other words, I can sign Jonathan Kuminga to an extension, and if it doesn't go great, my team doesn't fall apart. If the 49ers are wrong, and if I'm wrong, and if you're wrong, you know I'm a huge Brock Purdy fan, but we're not batting 1,000 because we're human beings. And if we're wrong, then the next era of 49er football is going to suck out loud. It's that important.
It depends on what the extension is. And that's why I do think that they're going to do a shorter term and... like, not quite the Daniel Jones. Like, the Giants gave Daniel Jones 4 years and 160, and it was 40 years average annual, but it was front-loaded so that after 2 years, if Daniel Jones wasn't it, and spoiler alert, he wasn't, they were able to get out of it and, you know, pivot to not much better, but at least they were able to get out of that deal. And I do think the Niners will look at the Brock Purdy extension similarly and make it so that it's front-loaded. And if you get into a year or 2 years of Brock Purdy, and, you know, this year looks like it's not a rebuild, but it's definitely a reload and a refresh of the roster. So if they come out and they have another kind of blah year, then, okay, Brock, you got one more year to show us that you really can carry a team. If not, at that point, you can pivot.
How so?
If you structure the contract the way that I believe...
A year from now, you think you'll be able to pivot?
2 years, Mark. Much like they did, the Giants did with Daniel Jones. It was 2 years.
Yeah, I don't think Brock signs that.
Well, he's going to sign a four-year deal, I think.
Yeah.
And so after 2 years, and if most of the guaranteed money is paid up front, then you absolutely can pivot.
But a four-year extension would then also, you're talking about a four-year extension or a four-year deal?
Probably like, a four-year deal, so okay, it'd be a three-year extension.
Three-year extension on this year?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know how y'all think about 49er football. Did over the last week, did this like take the wind out of your sails to such a degree that you've decided that there's no way that this year can be a good year? I'm not there. So if you tell me that you signed a Brock Purdy extension and you're wrong, and 49er football is like third place even for the next two seasons.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm devastated. That's terrible. This is like absolutely terrible, because now we're having conversations about a regime change. And oh, good God. No,
that's
no.
That's always great.
No, no, no. No, we don't want that. Every single one of you out there, well, they need to fire Shanahan. Dude, take a lap. Regime changes suck. It means you're starting everything over and you really don't know what's coming around the bend. So be frustrated with Shanahan all you want. The Niners do not need a regime change, for crying out loud. Guy's been here for 7 years or whatever it is. They've been dancing in the NFC title game every other year while he's been here. You do not want a regime change. And if this contract and what they're trying to do right now with, as you call it, a reboot or refresh, if it doesn't go well, we're staring down the barrel of a really bad stretch of 49er football. And I have no idea how that would go. I don't worry about that with the Golden State Warriors right now. Certainly not right now. 2.5 years from now, we can have a brand new conversation. I don't know if any Hall of Fame level players are going to be on the team 2.5 years from now. But to me, the Jonathan Kuminga extension, I'm way more comfortable with that because, quite frankly, there's way less at stake.
It depends on what you pay him. And, you know, if you're talking about 4 years and $160 million, $40 million per, even if you can afford that under the cap, which you can't, and you'd be up in the second apron, that's fine. You're allowed to do that. But even if you did that and you're going to pay him $40 million a year, and that's going to hamstring your ability to do anything else. So Kavon will be gone. GP2 is gone. And
no,
you're,
40.
You're probably not going to. That's a number that you threw out.
Well, no. I was throwing out a hypothetical of what another team could offer that would make the Warriors blink. I don't think he's getting that.
Yeah, I think that even like 4 and 120 would make them blink.
What if it's 30?
$30 million a year?
Yeah.
They would have to take a hard look at it, and I don't know if they would blink. It depends on how they feel about Jonathan, but for me, $30 million is more than I'd want to pay.
Really?
Even though I like the player, and I do think he's got a lot of upside, but if you're looking at a championship window and maximizing Steph Curry, and you've got $30 million to play with, if you do, I don't know if you want to spend all that 30 on Jonathan Kuminga at this point. I don't think that in the next year or two, he's going to be as good as he eventually will be. So for me, the extension that I would give would be to Brock Purdy, because I know what he is. Brock Purdy is very close to his ceiling. I don't know how much better he can get than not this past year, but the year before that. If that's as good as he can be, that's good enough. And I believe that he can be that player.
Oh.
And so, you know, I don't know if he can be much better than that. That was one of the greatest seasons as a quarterback we've ever seen
you're
in the NFL by the numbers.
2 seasons ago.
Of course.
Yeah, two years ago.
So I don't know if we've seen Kuminga's ceiling, and you can look at the 5 games before he got hurt, and that's like, wow, if that's, you know, kind of showing you what his ceiling would be, then yeah, that's worth $40 million a year, but I don't think this team is going to be willing to pay that.
Brock Purdy just turned 25. Jonathan's still 22.
Yep.
I'd be pretty surprised if we've seen either of their ceilings. And I get where you're coming from. You're spotlighting one season. I'm more talking about just in general the player. The player. Like, you believe that you've seen the best of Brock? Like, you don't think he can get any better than what we've seen him do?
I don't know how much better anybody could be than what he did 2 years ago.
Yeah, but that's a year. I'm talking about just the player. The player. Right. The whole bag. You don't think he's still an ascending player?
I think that he is probably as good as he's going to be. I don't think that he gets any faster. He doesn't get any taller. His hands don't get bigger. He doesn't get probably much more arm strength.
No, but he gets more experience. I mean, that's what does it
fine,
for a player.
Fine, and he's already gotten a ton of experience.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.